Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather, and this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into a selection of cutting-edge research that's pushing the boundaries of AI, from redefining segmentation benchmarks with Coconut to scaling down CLIP models for wider applications.
We'll also explore the robustness of language guidance and vision tasks, the efficient pre-training of smaller language models, and probe into the 3D awareness of visual foundation models. It's a fascinating mix that highlights both advancements and challenges in AI research.
Absolutely. These papers give us a glimpse into how AI is evolving to understand our world better, making technology more accessible and insights more profound. Now, let's jump into the heart of these discussions.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Today we're diving into a fascinating update in the vision community with the introduction of Coconut, or the Coco Next Universal Segmentation Dataset. This is an enhancement and expansion of the well-regarded Coco benchmark, which has been pivotal in advancing visual recognition technologies.
Right, Jacob. The original Coco benchmark was a game-changer for developing detection and segmentation systems. But despite its success, there's been a slow pace of improvement in segmentation benchmarks over the past decade. The Coconut dataset aims to address these issues by providing high-quality annotations across over 383,000 images, boasting more than 5.18 million panoptic masks.
Exactly, Heather. What stands out with Coconut is its focus on harmonizing segmentation annotations across semantic, instance, and panoptic segmentation. The creators painstakingly crafted high-quality masks to overcome the coarseness and inconsistencies present in previous annotations, problems that arose from different groups working separately on thing instances and stuff regions.
That's quite an improvement. It seems like Coconut could really push forward the accuracy and efficiency of visual recognition systems. Having such a large-scale universal segmentation dataset that's meticulously verified by human raters might just set a new standard for how we assess progress in neural networks for visual tasks.
Absolutely. And beyond just the technical achievements here, it's exciting to think about how this could impact real-world applications. From autonomous driving to augmented reality, better segmentation models mean more accurate scene understanding and interaction capabilities for AI systems.
Definitely something to watch as it rolls out to researchers and developers. The universal approach of Coconut could indeed make a significant mark on the future of visual recognition technology.
Today, we're diving into an intriguing paper that looks at how to optimize the training of CLIP models. Those are contrastive language image pre-training models, especially under tight computation budgets. The key takeaway here is the exploration across three main areas: data quality and size, architectural choices between CNNs and vision transformers, VITs, and different training strategies.
Right, Jacob. It's fascinating how this research points out the importance of high-quality training data. It seems counterintuitive at first, but a smaller set of high-quality data can actually be more beneficial than a larger, less refined data set. This finding is crucial for those looking to achieve efficient results without needing massive data sets.
Absolutely, Heather. And when it comes to architecture, there's this interesting comparison between CNNs and VITs within the CLIP framework. The authors suggest that smaller VIT models might be the way to go for those working with limited data sets, whereas larger models excel as data set size increases, assuming you have the compute to match.
Speaking of compute, the study evaluates four different CLIP training strategies: SLIP, FLIP, standard CLIP, and CLIP with data augmentation. What's particularly noteworthy is their discovery that adding data augmentation to CLIP can lead to comparable performance while cutting down the amount of training data needed by half.
Exactly. This could be a game changer for deploying AI in real-world applications where resources are limited. By understanding which combinations of data size, model architecture, and training strategies work best together, developers can make smarter decisions that lead to more efficient and cost-effective AI solutions. Let's dive into an intriguing piece of research that sheds light on the integration of natural language with monocular depth estimation. The core idea here is about enhancing the way machines perceive depth in images, just from a single snapshot, by using descriptions or sentences.
Right, Jacob. Depth estimation usually relies on complex algorithms and sometimes multiple images to understand how far objects are from the viewpoint. But this research introduces an interesting twist by using natural language, basically descriptions, as a guide to improve this process.
What's fascinating here is their discovery that adding language instructions really changes the game. However, it's not all smooth sailing. They found that while scene-level descriptions improve depth perception, when you get down to more specific, object-centric details in the language guides, things don't work out as well.
And it gets even trickier with adversarial attacks, or when the system faces scenarios very different from what it was trained on. Despite incorporating these additional data points through language, the systems become less reliable under these conditions.
Exactly. So while the concept of blending descriptive language with visual data opens up new avenues for AI, this paper also cautions us about its current limitations and vulnerabilities. It's a step forward, but also a clear indicator that there's much more work to be done to make these systems robust and universally applicable.
Considering real-world applications like autonomous driving or navigation aids for visually impaired individuals, understanding both the potential and pitfalls of using natural language for depth estimation is crucial. It's not just about making machines see, but helping them comprehend and interact with the world in a more nuanced way.
Absolutely, Heather. As we push forward with integrating AI into our daily lives, studies like these are vital. They not only showcase progress, but also remind us of the complexities inherent in teaching machines to interpret our world. Today, we're diving into a fascinating study called Inheritune, which explores a cost-effective method for developing smaller, efficient language models. The core idea is straightforward. Take a few transformer blocks from a larger language model and train this pared-down version on just 0.1% of the original's pre-training data.
Right, Jacob. What's really interesting here is how they managed to create a small base language model with 1.5 billion parameters using only 1 billion tokens from the larger 3 billion parameter model. And they did all this on a single A6000 GPU in less than half a day.
Exactly, Heather. This smaller model holds its ground against other base models of comparable size, which is impressive given that some of those have been trained with up to 1,000 times more data. It shows that Inheritune isn't just about cutting down on resources, it's about smartly leveraging what you inherit from larger models.
They also tested Inheritune by training smaller models using layers from GPT-2 variants and showed these smaller versions could match the validation loss of their larger counterparts with significantly less computational effort.
That's right. And these findings could mean big things for AI development, especially in resource-constrained environments. By reducing the need for vast amounts of data and computing power, Inheritune opens up new possibilities for developing powerful AI models more efficiently and sustainably.
Plus, they've made their code available online, which means anyone interested can experiment with this approach. It's not just an academic exercise. It has real potential applications in making AI more accessible and cost-effective across various fields.
Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of research that questions whether the large-scale pre-trained visual models, which have shown incredible capabilities in classifying and understanding 2D images, can actually grasp the 3D structure of what they're looking at. The study titled Analyzing the 3D Awareness of Visual Foundation Models delves into this by examining if these AI models can not only recognize objects in images, but also understand their three-dimensional shape and consistency across different viewpoints.
That's right, Jacob. The researchers used what they call task-specific probes and zero-shot inference on these pre-trained models without further training them. Essentially, they're looking to see if the AI, straight out of the box, so to speak, has a sense of depth and spatial understanding in the visual data it processes. It's like testing if someone can not only recognize faces in photos, but also understand their shapes just by looking from different angles.
Their findings reveal some cracks in the armor. Despite their sophistication and generalization capabilities for various tasks in 2D spaces, these visual foundation models fall short when it comes to truly understanding 3D structures. They found that while these models are brilliant at labeling and segmenting objects on a flat surface, they struggle to consistently grasp or represent the scene's depth or comprehend its geometry from multiple viewpoints.
This touches on a crucial aspect for applications requiring precise spatial awareness. Think augmented reality, AR, robotics, or even autonomous driving. These fields hinge on not just recognizing objects, but fully understanding their form and location in three dimensions. The study suggests there's a significant gap between recognizing an object and comprehending its true nature in space.
Absolutely, Heather. And while this research points out limitations in current visual foundation models concerning 3D awareness, it also opens up pathways for future exploration. Improving 3D understanding could revolutionize how AI interacts with real-world environments, making technologies like AR more seamless or enabling robots to navigate more complex tasks with greater accuracy. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.